also reports today that one of Australia's largest insurers, QBE, could be the subject of a takeover speculation. Now, QBE, and I should point out I've got some shares in QBE, so just to put that up front, that it is currently, it said, not in discussions with the German insurance giant Allianz. But this is after a German newspaper had suggested that there was some suggestion of a $20 billion takeover offer. Tony Boyd is a Schoenecke columnist with the Financial Review. He's been watching this pretty closely. Tony, do you think something's on or not?
Look, I don't think that there's actually a bid on the table at the moment, Ross. So I think what's happened is that it's like that movie Lost in Translation. I think there's some things have been reported. Handelsblatt is the newspaper in Germany, highly regarded newspaper. But I think the $15, I don't think is directly attributable to Allianz itself. And let's face it, John Neal, who runs QBE, he meets CEOs from other insurance companies all the time. And just because he had a meeting with the guy from Allianz, that doesn't mean he's put the company up for sale.
Because I've seen that film Lost in Translation, which is Bill Murray in that bar, the Hyatt Hotel in Tokyo, where he makes eyes. I think it's Scarlett Johansson he makes eyes at, and they flirt and they do everything, but nothing ever happens. The love is unrequited. So what you're saying is that there might have been a few eyes made across the board table, but no formal bid and nothing that needs to be reported to the shareholders.
Well, look, I think whenever a company makes a statement to the ASX, we have to take it within the corporation's law, and they basically said there are no talks, there's nothing happening with Allianz or any other company. Look, QBE's been I sort of put it today in a comment saying they've been to hell and back over the last 5 years. I know you disclosed you're a shareholder. Well, your shares would be worth the same now as they were 5 years ago.
I can guarantee that they are worth exactly the same as what they were worth 5 years ago, Tony. It was one of my great decisions.
But one of the things that's happening at the moment, Ross, is that analysts are actually upgrading this stock because the rise in bond yields in the United States is very significant for a company that holds US $25 billion worth of assets in US bonds. Every 1% rise in bond rates in America adds US $250 million to the bottom line. The company's return on equity is not magic. Not fantastic. I think it's going to be about 8.5% in the figures they'll disclose next week, according to consensus. But this company, insurance companies have always worried me because of the risks they take. And of course, there's big hedge funds and others have gone into the insurance market, into catastrophe insurance, and they've used their resources, financial capacity to basically force down the premium rates. And that's not been good for QBE, but maybe it's turning.
Who knows, Tony? It's going to be interesting. But what I do know, bitter experience, is that any small disaster, and certainly when the big ones occur, you know almost inevitably that it will be insurance premiums that rise, which doesn't make, obviously, the customers happy. And it will also be a situation where the shareholders' profits will be quelled at that time. Anyway, the company says right now it is not in discussions with Allianz on those reports of a $20 billion takeover offer. We can watch and wait and look at that space. Tony Boyd, always great with his time. From the Australian Financial Review, you can see his Schoenecke column tomorrow morning. And Tony, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Ross.